Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers, and this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, balance of nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a balance of nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas.
Song, don't you?
Yeah.
He's doing the white man.
I do like
it. Oh, let me tell you about a few things coming our way. Prepare to be horrified. All right, Uncle Milty. There was one that just surfaced, right, in weaponry that we've got.
Yep.
The only reason I say horrific is whatever we use on anyone else can be used on us, too. Just you know. Throwing that out there, too. But go ahead.
Well, recently we heard a lot about the Russians and their hypersonic missiles that couldn't be stopped.
Right.
Well, big announcement today. The Air Force is arming our B-1 bombers with long-range, lethal, hypersonic weapons, able to move at 5 times the speed of sound, skipping along the boundaries of the Earth's atmosphere and descend upon targets at lightning speed before an enemy may have a chance to respond.
Respond? They're not even attacking us.
Right. But this is in response to all of news about Russia having these type of weapons. That's all it is.
Yes, it is. By the way, Holder gave a warning, right, on a Fox News
And an important warning, too. Something I hadn't realized myself.
What's that?
Until I heard it.
What?
He remarked that it is a reality that Republicans will cheat in the 2020 elections by trying to move polling places and a whole variety of things. We're going to cheat to win.
This after their servers and everything else, it's so funny to watch them point the finger at everything and know how much corruption is involved on that side. And
how can you not believe Eric Holder?
I don't know. But I do want to reiterate this too, because I think this is a really important point, is that there are a lot of full-blown communists without a soul in the leftist progressive wing of the Democrat Party. They happen to surface a lot when talking about deep state because I think they're heavily, heavily involved. Now, there is a segment of the Republican Party in the deep state. But when referring to the deep state, this isn't a party thing for Uncle Milty and I. Like, we're actually specifying a group of people working against America. They're masqueraded by the parties, but they are sincerely working against America. And so this is why this is not a, a show that is all about, you won't, on this show, you won't hear every day, our party's great and that party sucks. That party's terrible. This party is, it hates America, but our party doesn't, because you can't do that anymore. It's so convoluted. I don't know what your thoughts are. I don't want to put thoughts in your mouth, but it's so convoluted to me that it is representative of what's coming out of the deep state is essentially people that hate this country.
Yeah.
Regardless of their party affiliation on paper or what they're masquerading to be, they literally hate this country.
And the really strangest part of it is why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of power to be had.
Don't hate a country because there's power to be had. Why
no,
do you hate
but
the
if
country?
if you have the last bastion of freedom and personal liberty, you want to annihilate that. There's more power to absorb.
But some of these people that hate the United States aren't even in a position of power.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they just think they are.
Well, yeah. They think they are, but they're also the minions of those who are.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, Uncle Milty, it reminds me of the Cambodian genocide.
Mm.
You know, Pol Pot,
yep.
Yeah.
He used the youth. He indoctrinated them in this ideal that he had, and he taught them to hate who they were and to hate what all the old people stood for.
So
and
true.
It was those young kids. I mean, when you listen to accounts, it was primarily these young kids. He armed them, and they destroyed the people. Mm. And that was what he did. And even later, when they asked, you know, do you regret, you know, they said to Pol Pot, do you regret what you did? He said, well, there were some mistakes in implementation. He didn't regret a thing that he did because he used the rising generation. Mm-hmm. He indoctrinated them. And there you have it.
Amen.
Yep. You're right on the money.
Amen. Thank you. Wow. That was a great call.
And it's where we are.
That's where
we
are.
I mean, they more and more, they're indoctrinating the children into what they want the future to be.
Boy, that gives me a great lead-in to the horrific story.
Yes. This is the worst one of the day.
Oh, my gosh. School districts want to use a program called Gaggle. Boy, isn't that appropriate. They want to use a program called Gaggle to monitor students' free speech and their social media posts. Now, before I tell you how it's going to be introduced, because I've made this point on the show and I've gotten totally like screamed at for it, by the way. But what they're planning to do is they're implementing it's a threat surveillance program called Gaggle, and it's super invasive. It's very frightening because one would be hard-pressed not to call it the gag program. And that's why I'm saying it's so fitting. The name of it is so fitting. They're being very, very obvious about this. But what it does is there's specific details about it. The authorities are monitoring students' speech for what they're claiming they could reveal any details due to a federal family protection law, right? So they're not telling you all the details of it, but it's public and private schools that are joining the ranks of the alphabet soup agencies like DHS, FBI, NSA, where they are not going to reveal their surveillance details in it, but it tells you if the kids are having any profanity, any insulting language, any hate speech, any provocative images, any pornography, any drug use, any alcohol use, and more. That's just the highlights of what they're going to pick out of their speech.
Well, they ran a test
on social media. Yeah.
In the 18-19 school year, they ran a test, and they're claiming that it prevented 722 students from carrying out an act of suicide. It prevented violent threats early. It gave early warning of violent threats through watching documentation and writings and texts. It eliminated 4,900 instances of pornography. I mean, they know, that's what they're claiming this did in a school year already.
But this is up to their interpretation
of
what anyone says on social media.
That's right.
So no context is given. They're not giving the means to which they are actually being able to implement this. And which is really scary, because how are they getting all the info from private accounts of the students?
Yeah. But the students are going to be so much safer, Kate.
So much safer, and all under the guise of suicide prevention. Remember, I was warning about this. You either have the LGBT mantra coming in to teach it, or you've got the suicide, anything to prevent one suicide. Well, this is the kind of stuff we're getting.
I like the part where they say it's going to prevent access to pornography. The pornography, they get all the pornography they need in their sex ed classes now.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Seriously, all the teaching. Boy, it's gone beyond pornography. Now they're just teaching them how to do stuff. But there are a lot of parents that are speaking out. One parent said they've crossed the line with Gaggle. I'm concerned about the mining of all other students' written text regarding bullying, profanity, and anything offensive. Aren't kids going to be too nervous to write anything that's potentially controversial, so they won't write anything? I mean, they'll really harness their own free speech because they're going to be walking on eggshells. And I think this is really scary. Let me play just a little bit of their selling Gaggle safety management overview for you. Here you go.
G Suite for Education and Office 365 are powerful learning tools. But they also can be dangerous, like digital playgrounds without fences or recess monitors.
Yeah, we need more fences.
Gaggle safety management protects your students and helps them become responsible digital citizens.
Responsible.
By combining machine learning technology with trained safety experts, Gaggle analyzes and reviews content found in online file storage, inbound and outbound email, attachments, and links to websites. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Gaggle is on the lookout for references to drug and alcohol use, intentions of violence, sexual content, self-harm, hate speech, pornography, and more.
And more.
To comply with CIPA, the Children's Internet Protection Act, schools must have an internet safety policy that ensures the safety of minors using email, chat rooms, and other forms of electronic communication. In addition, schools must provide security measures to protect students against content that is obscene or pornographic. Gaggle Safety Management provides real-time image analysis that detects pornography and obscene images before they reach students. If pornography appears to depict an underage student, Gaggle notifies a school or district emergency contact. And to protect you from the risks involved in handling child pornography, Gaggle files a report with NCMEC, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Wow.
Gaggle Safety Management has your back. Here's how. If a student violates your internet safety policy, they receive warnings for infractions, such as minor profanity, insulting language, or provocative images. For more serious situations, such as incidents of bullying and mentions of drugs or alcohol, Gaggle safety representatives forward the content to school or district contacts for further review. When there's an imminent threat to a student's safety, which can involve self-harm or harm to others, Gaggle notifies a school emergency contact and, when time is of the essence, can even...
Whoops.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm almost glad it cut off.
Yeah. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah. It uses artificial intelligence, gets into all of, it won't say how, but it gets into all of their media penetrating their passwords, and then nails them for what they think speeches. So if you're kidding, if you're teasing.
How do they know?
They wouldn't. Anything could be construed as a threat.
Sure.
This is called Gaggle, and school districts everywhere are wanting to implement this. They're reviewing it. They're looking at it as a possibility because
they're buying it so that
they can save a life, all in the name of suicide. Because you know what? If you're against this, then that means you're for suicide. I'm serious. This is so... detrimental, damaging, horrifying. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got about a minute.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was listening to that, I could have swore it said, Gaggle will shoot you in the back, but I think it said it's got your back. That's right.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
That's all I gotta
yeah,
say.
Thank
all
you. Right. Appreciate that. It's horrific. I'm not quite sure we even have wrapped our brains around what that will do inside our schools. Talk about the whole penalty system they have going. Oh, my gosh.
I think the children are going to be so safe that there's not even a reason to bring them home from school. send them to school each year and bring them home for summer vacation.
Yeah. Why even try to raise them?
Well, you can't compare to the safety they'll be under.
Yeah. If you're so worried, school districts, about the internet, then just don't have computers available.
There you go.
We'll be just fine. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you could really curtail anything you want. You don't have to have and do this in the name of safety and computers in school. I'm sorry, when was the last time you saw a pornographic image at school, that your child saw one at school? I'm sorry, that's ridiculous notion to do this, and also using suicide. Mm. I said, and I got so much hate mail for it, trust me on this one, that I said suicide, when they up the numbers of suicide, when they use suicide to get people wrapped into a movement or wrapped into a new idea, anyone that doesn't like it is considered somebody that loves suicide, and that you are happy about it in some way, even though I think everyone thinks it's horrific. I do too. But it's being used. It's being used. That's scary. Oh, my gosh.
I don't like this at all.
Caller, you have 30 seconds. Go.
The sad thing about this stuff is it makes the kids worse.
It does.
The kid is not censored by themselves, by social, interactions, they're going to get worse. And then the kids that don't receive any sort of backlash, any sort of anything, they don't learn to have that emotional intelligence to handle it.
Right.
And so it's going to make suicide worse by doing this. You can't force a kid to grow.
Yep.
You can't.
Thank
Not
you.
Not going to happen.
Thank
well
you.
Said.
Well said. Great call. Uncle Milty, I'm sufficiently horrified after...
Yeah, that's the great way to end the day.
Yeah, I know. It's getting bad, you guys. Take your kids out. Take your kids. If you have little kids, I'd take them right out. I just wouldn't even do it.
Don't even worry about homeschool.
Yeah, no, you should. Be faithful, be fearless. This will go up on podcast this afternoon, and make sure you share the heck out of these. Everybody have a great night. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.